Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 22nd, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12 and verse 54, and we'll read through chapter 13, verse 9. Lord, would you open our hearts to your word and help us to receive it so that it might be a balm to our souls and it might be instructive to our lives. We thank you for your spirit, which continues to remind us of your truth throughout the day. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. He said to the crowd, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, 'It's going to rain.' And it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, 'It's going to be hot.' And it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled on the way, or your adversary may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny." Now there were some present at the time who told Jesus about the Galilean whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but he did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are going to read Psalm 8. For the director of music, according to Gittith, a psalm of David. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swims the paths of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And now let's turn over to the book of Job. Today we are reading Job chapter 7. Do not mortals have hard service on earth? Are not their days like those of hired laborers? Like a slave longing for the evening shadows, or a hired laborer waiting to be paid. So I have been allotted months of futility, and nights of misery have been assigned to me. When I lie down, I think, how long before I get up? The night drags on, and I toss and turn until dawn. My body is clothed with worms and scabs. My skin is broken and festering. My days are swifter than the weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope. Remember, O God, that my life is but a breath. My eyes will never see happiness again. The eye that now sees me will see me no longer. You will look for me, but I will be no more. As a cloud vanishes and is gone, so one who goes down to the grave does not return. He will never come to his house again. His place will know him no more. Therefore, I will not keep silent. I will speak out in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the monster of the deep that you put me under guard? When I think my bed will comfort me and my couch will ease my complaint, even then you frighten me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that I prefer strangling and death rather than this body of mine. I despise my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone. My days have no meaning. What is mankind that you make so much of them, that you give them so much attention, that you examine them every morning and test them every moment? Will you never look away from me or let me alone even for an instant? If I have sinned, what have I done to you, you who see everything we do? Why have you made me your target? Have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my offenses and forgive my sins? For I will soon lie down in the dust. You will search for me, but I will be no more. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here in the readings today, I see a stark contrast between the psalm, which says, "What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you visit him?" It's this wonder at the fact that God, who is creator of all things, would look on us and would care for us and would make us in his image. And then we look to Job, who says in verse 17 of chapter 7, "What is mankind that you make so much of them, that you give them so much attention, that you examine them every morning and test them every moment?" Job is feeling the flip side of this. He's feeling the suffering of being under what he feels is a microscope, that God is looking down on him and watching his every move. And we know the sovereign Lord does see our every move, but we also understand that he is not like that teacher, the Trunchbull in that book. What is that book by Roald Dahl, Matilda? And she's standing there with this fierce look on her face, ready to pounce on anyone when they do something wrong. That's not our Lord. Instead, our Lord is one whom we can look to and say, "How excellent is your name in all the earth." And at the same time, we can, in the truth of the moment, when we feel deep suffering at the hand of God, we say, "Lord, why does it seem as though you are constantly on me?" I don't know where you are today, but I'm just grateful for the Word, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to wrestle through it and to have the honesty of Job alongside the words of praise from the psalm. And so let us pray together and just ask the Lord to continue to give us wisdom in the days to come. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to come to your Word. Thank you, Lord, that we know you to be a mighty counselor, a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father, and a Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign. Thank you, Lord, that in the midst of suffering, you stand with us. Thank you, Lord, for our Savior Jesus, who reminds us that even in the midst of suffering, there comes the gift of salvation. We pray, Lord, for those in our midst who are in the depths of suffering. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to be a people who are just silent and sitting in the ash heap with them as they question why God would allow what he has allowed. And we pray, Lord, that we would also be a people who sing and worship the Lord on behalf of others in our midst. So if we're worshiping together and they just can't feel like they can sing today, that we can be the ones who sing the song, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are suffering and ask that you would be near to them and help us, Lord, to know the ways that you have called us to be the body of Christ to those whom you love. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.